Well, let's open with a word of prayer. Father, it's good to be able to gather today, and we are few, but Lord, whether many or few or those who are without power, you are the deliverer, you are our strength, and I know, Lord, without really being presumptuous, I know because of what your word says that you are delighted to hear from us this morning. And that you exhort us to come boldly to the throne of grace, true heart and full assurance of faith. Lord, as we look at a very familiar passage of Scripture this morning regarding persistence in prayer, show us what you would have us to remember and understand from that, Lord. And if others are on their way, bring them here, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's sing the first and last stanza of 286, Standing on the Promises of God. And that's another very important part of prayer, is standing on His promises. 286. 286, verse 1. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Verse 4, standing on the promises, I cannot fail. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Amen to that, huh? Well, turn in your Bibles. We're skipping ahead a little bit today to the New Testament for just a few verses here that I came across earlier this morning, and I just kind of stuck in my mind. Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. There's so much about prayer in the Gospel of Luke. In fact, there's more said about prayer of Jesus' prayers while on earth as a man than in any other Gospel. And here we have the model prayer being given to us in Luke chapter 11 with the first four verses. And then we will get in verse 9 to the persistence of asking, seeking, knocking. But there are four verses in the middle here with a friend comes at midnight. And I think this is very illuminating for us. And continue and keep in context the idea here that Jesus has been just asked by his disciples to teach us to pray. And so in verse 11, chapter 1 of Luke is where we are today, ladies. Now it came to pass, as Jesus was praying in a certain place when he stopped, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he gave the disciples his model prayer. And then we have a continuation of that, this little story stuck in here, a friend comes at midnight. It's only four verses, and you probably even may know it word for word. But as we read it, and Jesus said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me three loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, don't trouble me. Don't bother me. The door is now shut. It's midnight. My children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend. I love that. Yet, because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So what is Jesus telling us here? Well, first of all, I think we have to look at the context of the overall situation, and We are so encouraged in the Word to seek the Lord. We are to continue to pray to the Lord. Men always ought to pray, we read in chapter 18. And so God is asking us to be persistent in prayer. So one of the things we see in this story, man gets angry when we get persistent. But when man is convinced that we're not going to give up, they'll give in just to get rid of us, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if persistence in making men angry gets results, how much more will persistence to God, who loves to hear from you, get results? So we'll never make God angry by persistence, because He's asking us to be persistent. And so, as we see here, we have a friend, a neighbor, thinking, well, you know, I've got a real problem here, because this is a kind of an emergency. It's not for my own making. I didn't plan to have a friend of mine drop in at the last minute, but he did. And now I got a problem on my hand, because the cultural thing to do is to treat the guest properly, and I don't have any bread in the house. Now, who can I go to? Oh, well, there's this neighbor over here. Maybe, you know, they're pretty reasonably kind. And I'll go ask them. So this is what he does. So he comes and I don't know if they don't have a door and a tent, I guess. I don't know what they had. But anyway, he comes before him and he says, I need 3 loaves of bread because a friend of mine has dropped by. Now, they didn't have 6-bedroom homes in those days, I don't believe. I think they were all in one big room with dogs and chickens and cats and everything else. I don't know if they had dogs and chickens and cats, but I mean, they had the kids, right, lying in bed with them, and they're down for the night. And, you know, probably chances are it was a pretty big family, because most of those families in those days were big families. And you got all the kids finally asleep. And now here's this character. And you're going to have to get up and stir all through the tent or through the structure here, whatever it is, to get this bread, and it's going to wake the whole household up. Probably the chickens will start to cackle and whatever. So it's just, go away, don't you know it's midnight? What are you bothering me at midnight for? But this fellow is persistent, because he needs bread. Not for himself, but he needs bread for his friend. And so what the story is here is persistence, if it's unending, really gets results, even in the secular world, doesn't it? And we see this as kind of a battle of the wills here. Who's going to quit first? Who's going to give in first? The guy give the bread, or the guy finally will give up and stop knocking? Well, the story here is that the guy knocking is not going to give up, because he cares for his friend, and the cultural or whatever is my thinking here, that's going to overweigh the guy saying no to his neighbor. But notice it says very clearly in here, he doesn't give him bread because he cares for him. It says here, do not trouble me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend. Now, prayer, we want to be filled with love for whatever we're praying for, and the love for the lost, the love for others, the love for people in our family, that should drive us to prayer. But in often cases, I don't think the love is enough to carry us through the persistence that's needed, and we need to be persistent because God is calling us to be persistent. We need to be persistent beyond our ability to love the situation, because from love, you would probably maybe pray a few times and say, well, you know, I prayed, so now God take care of me. And that's as far as your love might go. But God wants you to go probably further than that, because I think we need to continue to pray until the prayer is answered. I think that's the idea here. And keep in mind that we're not, even though we get results from angering people, and they know we're not going to shut up, so they give in to us. The idea here is with God, we're not making him angry. We don't come to God to stir him up or give him trouble. He wants to hear from us. Why do you think he gives you trouble all the time? Why do you think he allows you to stay in bodies that still sin? I think one of the big reasons is he wants to hear from us. And if we didn't have sin in our lives, would we come to the Lord half as often? I don't think so. And so he wants to hear from us. So, you know, I've told you this before, but I'll keep telling it. When people come up and say, oh, I've got this huge problem. You know, I want to be compassionate and listen to them for their problem, but it depends on what the problem is. But if it's the same old thing they've been bringing up for the last umpteen months, you know, when are you going to start thanking the Lord for that problem and get on your knees and get it taken care of rather than running around everybody and trying to feel sorry for you, you know? Because praise God for the trouble. Praise God for the trials and tribulations in our lives, because it causes us what? To rely on Him, and what does that do to our faith? When nothing else works but God, and He does it, then our faith increases. And our faith increases. And so you think you got a big problem now, and Lord, just deliver me from this problem, everything will be all right. No, it won't be. As soon as you get rid of this problem, you're going to have a bigger one. Because God loves you so much, He doesn't want to leave you the way you are, or just a little bit better. Because we read in the Scriptures that He is transforming us into the same image, from glory to glory, from His glory to our glory, just as by the Holy Spirit. So we see then, we want to be persistent because this pleases God. And we're told here that to continue in persistent prayer here, even beyond the ability of maybe being motivated by love. So this story seems to direct us to prayer. It encourages us in prayer. And we need to pray for His name to be exalted, His kingdom to come on earth. And I wanted to just close with a couple of verses here that I think speak well of this in kind of another sense. This is really more for Israel than it is for us, but it fits us as well. It encourages us in prayer because if persistence could prevail with a man who is angry, how much more with a God who is infinitely more kind and ready to do good for us? And it encourages us in prayer that God has promised to give us what we ask of Him. We want to ask those things of the Lord, that His name may be magnified, glorified, that His kingdom may come, His will may be done. In these, the requests, we must be persistent until the prayer is answered. Isaiah 62:6 says, I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent. And give Him no rest. Give the Lord no rest till He establishes and till He makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Father, we thank You for this story of persistency, and we thank You that we can couch it not in making You angry, but in pleasing You as we continually come to You. And Lord, we know some of the prayers for the church, some of the prayers for the lost, some of the prayers for things in our own lives, such as pride and arrogance and lack of humility and these kinds of things, are not things that generally come quickly, that we can make a 5-second prayer and it's taken care of. We need to be persistent. And Lord, so help us, not in vain repetition, but in persistency of pursuing those things that You have called on us to pray for. And so here we are this morning, Lord. What would You have us to pray for today? What would You have us to pray for this morning? And if we seek You, if we seek to be prompted by Your Spirit, or maybe better prayed, if we listen to Your prompting, we will respond. And so as we respond as one body here, because it's one Spirit, just guide us and lead us now in these moments of prayer. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.